After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
One Vicky hasn't seen her son since Christmas, and the other Vicky wants a boyfriend by Christmas. Let's talk about it here at AfterBuzz TV, The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 11, Episode 12, Stage Moms and Dropped Bombs, happening now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Vicky was the sister, as Donna was the mother.
Oh, right.
Oh, goodness,
we totally
yes.
Called that, but we just weren't
going to go. Sounds so good.
Apologies, everyone.
Well, we'll get into it in a minute. Welcome to the after show for the OC ladies, and we're here to talk all about it. It's Grant's Rants, and sitting next to me...
Hey, everybody, my name is Christy Olson, and you guys can always tell me whatever details you want about Real Housewives at Christy Report.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on all my social media.
Hello, loves. I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
Because we all still use Snapchat. We just had that discussion.
I love Snapchat.
Oh, we're listening to Sorry because, as Thomas pointed out, a lot of people had a lot to say.
There's apologies. A lot of sorries. We should have, counted and done, an Andy.
Oh, we should.
Right?
Yes.
That would have been fun.
That would have been really funny.
I'm a little disoriented. It's just too much going on. It's Monday, and it's the beginning of a long week, so bear with me as we get through, because I literally have 3 pages worth of notes to discuss, so let's go.
Let's do it.
So Tamra has postponed her competition, and she says that wasn't very Christian-like of her to tell Megan to go to hell. And do you like Christian, Tamra?
Well, I don't know.
Can we
but
call
what
her
I want
that?
To say first is I really liked her saying Christian-like. I want to, start a hashtag Christian-like.
I was wearing her hat when it said, gold digger or something
I love
on
that.
It.
That's a good caption.
I was like, that's perfect for her. Yep.
Yeah.
I figured it said, I didn't read the whole thing, and then I was like, I bet that says knowing her. I wonder if that's part of her new line. Doesn't she have a new line of workout clothes?
She's been pushing the whole gold digger thing for a while. Yeah, it's either hers or it's one of Megan's hats. Megan does hats, too.
Oh. I didn't know you guys were really paying attention to that part. I was like, that's my next caption
on
my Instagram.
Like, she's always rocking it on Instagram and stuff.
I like that.
Yeah. And I gotta say, religious self-righteousness is one of my huge pet peeves. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
But so far, Tamra hasn't crossed that line to me.
Yeah.
She's still just being a Christian. She's not being a hoity-toity Christian yet. And, I have to hear God maybe, 5 more times in an episode to get annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I was okay with it.
She's not too preachy. Yeah.
No. That's the line right there, I think. Too preachy would be no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Still need to have an edge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's Tamra.
Yeah.
What type of world would we be in if there was no edge for Tamra?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
So we were introduced to the Ladies Who Rock or Ladies of Rock, the Lock group, the Bedore sisters.
Ladies of Rock.
Of Rock. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so what do we think about them? And what do we think about Sterling, the A&R guy?
Love. I just love the whole thing.
You're feeling the suit?
Oh, love Sterling, love the outfit, love the girls, love the name.
Yeah,
love the
name
whole
is
thing.
Cute, yeah.
Do you think Sterling used to say, when I grow up, I want to manage a preteen girl band?
On Housewives?
Is this his dream come true? Yeah, on the Real Housewives nonetheless.
Guy,
this is
I
just
know.
So blazingly cute, you guys.
It's so
cute.
No.
I can't even get over it. They want to be little rock stars, and the fact that they're sisters all working together on this is so cute and fun. It's too adorable. I cannot say.
Yes, I have
one bad thing about the Ladies of Rock.
Exactly. Yeah. Not a single bad thing.
I'm always supporting anybody that's trying to come up on the show, because that's kind of why you're on the show. When I see housewives that aren't, working towards something like a jewelry line or anything, it's just the show is not going to last forever. So it's good that these girls are on the show, and I thought they did really good.
They did great.
Yeah.
I feel like Shannon was harder on them than they actually were. There were a few times where she was like, oh, my kids are singing out of tune or whatever. They were great.
Yeah.
What are they? 10? Yeah, and 12 yeah. or something. I mean, they're young. They're really young.
I
and
think she wanted to be the fourth member in that group.
Oh, I think she did too. She for sure did. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, she wants them to be Def Leppard. Mm-hmm. They're not Def Leppard, but
and let me tell you,
I loved it.
Like super supportive mom Shannon is a Shannon that I can get on board with.
Uh huh. Momager.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Like I can like that. When she was just so genuinely excited for them, and I think having your kids do anything like this—not that she's pushing them. Clearly, they wanted to do it, but encouraging them and supporting them to do something like this has like lasting effects in their life. Yeah, you know, totally. I know so many people who've said to me like, well, how do you talk in front of so many people or this and that, things that I think are easy when other people do things that I don't think are easy. But from a very young age, I was in dance class and up on stage doing this and that, and that's why I've always been comfortable doing it. And that's such a service that my parents provided for me. And woman, I was just gonna say, because look, it's my career now. Yes. not like I'm making money yet, but I intend to make money off this talent that my parents encouraged. So I just wanted to give them props for that.
Yeah, you're doing it. Yes. So Vicky is planning Christmas in April, and she wants a man by Christmas, this Vicky, and it's Brianna's official birthday. She also talked about, what did she say? Oh, she talked about the phone call, the voicemail that Shannon left her, and she was very just like, well, she's not going to call back. So that's it for that. But her kids later said that she really should acknowledge the call. I think we probably all agree with that. What do you think?
I think when you're hurt by somebody's actions, like, you know, she was in the hospital, nobody visited her. I feel like I'm giving Vicky a pass on this, because if her feelings are hurt, then I'm not going to call somebody back that hurt my feelings. Like, I need some time, and maybe it was a little too soon for her to reach out, in my opinion.
Yeah, and we saw Shannon make that phone call. I mean, how genuine was it really? Yeah. I'm sure that came across to Vicky.
Yeah, she's
kind of like, don't bother.
We even heard a little of the voicemail, and she started it by saying, I was told a completely different version, but now that I know, I'm going to give you a call. I would be offended by that, and I would be like, a different version? You must have been told there was an accident.
And how injured do I have to be?
Right? Yeah. How many more details do you need? Like, there was an accident. Or, like, the thing that gets me is airlifting. Like, so they were telling everyone she was airlifted, and you're going to judge and be like, I need to know how bad the airlifting was.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we're talking about Vicky. Vicky knows when to address something, and she kind of knew that it was like a half apology, half reach out.
Yeah, because even I said that last week, it was like an obligatory phone call that you had to make just to be formal. But yeah, I don't know. To me, though, if I have something that's unanswered like that, I just in my mind, I have to acknowledge it and get back to them. It's weird to me. I have a very hard time, like, ghosting on people. Like, I'm not good with that.
Sometimes it's a good thing to ghost on people, because it's, you know, you need, like, to give them time to think about their actions.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah. Stern,
Call
Thomas.
Me. I'll give you some tips.
Yes.
What a wrong one. Not working. Yeah.
You and me, we're team ghost over here.
Yeah. We'll ghost,
I'll ghost for as long as I need to.
Remember last week, Blake also admitted to hanging up on people.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. I think you might be a little harder than me, but I like it.
Let's stay in the good zone over here.
Yeah. Don't cross anybody.
So Kelly has agreed to come to the packing party, which is like so weak, but to go to Shannon's house, basically. And Tamara has exclaimed that she is the Rodney King of the OC, bringing people together, mending fences. Tamara Judge.
Tamara, yes. I know.
She just likes all these new titles. Like, let her have it.
I know.
Yeah, let her have it. I know. I mean, it was the same sentiment. Can't we all just get along? I get it.
Right. Yeah. So Kelly shows up. She brought a bottle. There was an awkward moment. You know, even Heather, we didn't really see much in the show at all, really, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Heather, but she's just like, yeah, I'm not good with awkward silences. Mm-hmm. But then they went upstairs, and oh yeah, and there was a hug too. The hug with Kelly and Shannon. They kind of like made up, I guess, or like, I don't know. Now in Shannon's case, I wouldn't really be too quick to accept such a hug.
Yeah.
From Kelly.
Like, the history isn't that long, so I feel like when you know a friend that you don't know that long, it's easier to forgive rather than somebody long-standing like Vicky and Shannon's drama.
Yeah.
So she's just going to be like, you know, here's a bottle of champagne, let's just, you know, we don't really know each other. So there's still that, I still don't know you, so I felt like that was the exchange.
They're not really invested in each other at this point.
Right.
You could tell, and even when they were at that, at her daughter's event, it was like, nothing ever happened in the past.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking too, is like, they really mended fences very quickly.
Yeah.
And Kelly almost seemed like on Shannon's side and was saying, like, you know, she was trying to, I don't know, kind of mend the situation. And, and she was, like, pulling Shannon aside, giving her the inside scoop when she wouldn't have, like, a day ago, you know?
She was doing a lot, though, but I'm glad, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
One moment I liked in this episode was how Heather got out of having to go to the Blue Beat. She didn't have to see the performance because she was celebrating her anniversary with Terry, but it was only for their skincare line. So what do you have to do to celebrate that anniversary?
I know, can't it be on, like, the next day?
Dude, those two are such hustlers, they probably don't even celebrate their real wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
It's probably just about the beauty line.
Right. I mean, they couldn't move Mother's Day, so I guess they stick to the dates.
True that.
They hold tight to that. So Tamara, they'll sit down in Shannon's house. And Tamara says, well, I don't want to sit here and be fake and be, you know, not like, address anything and be like you, Megan. And so Megan kind of looked over. What do we think of this moment? I like stuff like this. I love when anyone calls anybody out directly. And Tamara's great for that.
Yeah,
I love that. I'm surprised that they didn't they didn't pull each other aside to address it in the very beginning. Like, if I have an issue with somebody, I can't go to a party and just, like, let time pass. I have to address the situation and then I can, like, you know, have a good time. So I felt like it was a little late in the day for her to call her out, but I'm glad that she did call her
out. True, and in front of everyone like that, too.
Yeah.
There was no one-on-one. There was no privacy. Like, it definitely was out in the open. Unless she was trying to really drive home the fact of, like, who said what to who.
Yeah.
Because she had Heather there. She had Kelly there. She had the people relaying the original information who could have said yes or no. I think she kind of wanted to put her on the spot. And kind of just prove, you know?
Yeah. She got called out, too, but I think... I feel like they both won that. I don't know.
Okay. No offense. Sorry, Megan. No offense. But it sort of bothers me. Okay, was it you, Thomas, last week? You were saying, like, so you get bothered over... I don't know, something. It was like something specific that certain people do. Or maybe it was you, Grant. Anyway, where I'm going with this is...
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it is that... Okay, Megan was saying... she was hearing Tamara out, and Tamara was like, well, you did this and that, and so I hung up on you. And then Megan was like, yeah, but you hung up on me, and you feel good about that? It's like, she didn't just hang up on you out of nothing. She hung up on you as a reaction.
Exactly.
And it bothers me when the person who, like, did the thing first gets like, re-upset over what they did.
Right.
I don't know quite how to explain it.
There are those people out there.
And she has the nerve to say to Tamara, yeah, but do you think it's right you hung up on me? Yeah, because you were being a jerk first.
I'm loving this. This is a conversation we're going to have outside.
Yes. Okay, great.
Seriously, when people
that
do
that. Bothers me.
Yeah, it's like when somebody does something to you and then they turn everything around and then they make you be the issue.
Right? Like
I've
if I called
that
you, Thomas.
Whole life.
Yeah.
I have someone in my life.
Like if I called you, Thomas, and you said, hey, Blake, what's up? And I was like, click.
Yeah.
I mean, then you would say, well, Blake, that was kind of weird. Why'd you hang up on me? What's going on?
Exactly.
But if I, you know, but if I called and said a bunch of stuff or you said a bunch of stuff first, if I was like, hey, Thomas, what's going on today? And you're like, oh, my God, you're a big jerk, Blake. I hate you. I'd be like, oh, my God, click.
Yeah.
And then, well, do you really think it's right? You know, I don't know. I think that it just was wrong for her to think that there was fault there. And I feel like that was nice of Tamara to even say, like, well, I'm sorry for that. Because Megan was being, I don't know, a little inconsiderate.
You're saying she deserved to get hung up on, pretty much.
Yes! I'm pretty sure that, like, 99% of the time, whoever's getting hung up on in life deserves to be getting hung up on.
True.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think Megan is so, like, strong-minded in her perception. And I think we saw this last season as well. I think that she is not going to turn the tables and really think that, you know, and think rationally, like, why did this happen to me? I don't know. I feel like she wants that apology. I think she's going to be real quick to overreact because she, to me, has whatever she initially. It's hard to change her mind, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like she sticks to her guns no matter what, which can be a good thing in the case with Brooks. But with this, like, it's just not right.
Or was it a good thing with Brooks? I don't know. I think it was too much.
Well, the whole thing was a little much, but it made for great television.
It was so good.
Wait, something happened with Brooks, right?
So, and I want to point out, Tamara, for those of you who just listened to the recap and haven't watched the show, Tamara did call her out for, she called Megan out for saying that she was reckless to people around town, and she also said, well, you said that I was responsible for this accident, which is, we all know, is just not true, but...
And that's interesting, too, because we saw last week when Megan went to Vicky afterwards and sort of played the sympathy card with her and was like, oh, I didn't understand. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm here now and everything. And she even said, oh, I'm so upset with Tamara. Do you remember when Megan said that?
Yeah.
Making it like, oh, yep. This is Tamara's fault, and I'm so upset with
her. She called her reckless right there.
Yes. Yeah. So there's no doubt in my mind she went around saying, like, oh, Tamara, which I just think is so interesting because tonight we see her look at Tamara and go, I love you, and I need you.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Then why were you talking?
You know what? I feel
the
like
whole thing
she
is just strange to me.
She doesn't let go of the fact, too, and it is a good point for her to bring up, the fact that everybody does blame her over what happened, and Shannon's just kind of the shadow, but they were both of them in that situation. But I do understand what you're saying. I totally get it.
The only thing I see there is the fact that Shannon made it very clear she did not want to be friends with Vicky.
Yeah.
Megan was, like, riding the line. So the blame is going to go to Megan because she's kind of riding the line of friendship. And they're like, well, you were a quasi-friend of Vicky's. Where were you in all this? Yeah. Shannon made very clear, I am not her friend. Get her away from me. I'm not
going to the birthday party.
Yep.
Exactly.
And that's probably why Tamara didn't hold Shannon as accountable as she did Megan. Because that was something Megan called out in her interview, though. You know, not in person. Then point to Shannon and say, well, she was sitting right next to me when I was on the phone with you.
I know.
But it kind of ended
she
there.
Was just trying to play her cards right, because if she was going to go to Vicky, then she couldn't. I mean, obviously, she was kind of mean about the situation. So, of course, if she's going to meet Vicky, she needs to throw somebody else's name in there to kind of diffuse, you know, her stance in it. So, I feel like that's just a tactic that she did.
Oh. Megan and her tactics.
I know.
She is. We're taking notes.
Yes.
So we talked a little bit about Vicky. She wants to have, she wants to be surprised. She wants to have sex. She wants to travel. Michael showed up and had some flowers from what looked like Ralph's that he gave his sister and his mother for their birthday.
The same bouquet.
We need more of Michael on the show.
He hands him to Brianna and he's like, happy birthday. One's for you, one's for mom.
That's it.
Okay, thanks.
That's it. We see him like twice a season do just that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all he's given us.
Yes. And they both think that Vicky should have acknowledged the voicemail. But again, those two aren't very dramatic. You know? Brianna's like so rooted of the earth. Michael couldn't care less. So,
yeah,
you know.
It's like they don't want conflicts to continue on when they don't need to or something.
Right.
It's pretty weird. We know Vicky doesn't subscribe to that school.
No.
Where'd they learn that?
Yeah, right? Seriously.
With Vicky as their mom.
Let's jump to the Blue Beat. Not B-E-A-T, like, you know, music. No, B-E-E-T. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, all right, what is this? Like, what is this? It was, like, established in 1912. I was like, well, I don't, like,
did
where
they have
are
blue
we?
Beats back then?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know the history behind the name, but I've been to many an event at the Blue Beat. It's right on the Newport Peninsula.
Nice.
And they have a fabulous 80s night.
Oh.
Where they just play.
Like fun.
So much fun.
Does it look old in there?
Do Vicky and Gretchen scream at each other at 80s night? Because I would enjoy that.
I know, right?
I know, that's the 80s night I want.
Unfortunately, I've never seen it. But let me tell you, that'd be a draw.
It looks like a cool spot, the venue.
It's very
like
cool.
How there's a patio and everything. It looks chill.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of, it's right on the water. There's a bunch of like restaurants and other bars, and you can kind of do like a bar crawl. On the peninsula.
Are you inviting us to do something?
Yes.
Is that in Newport?
Come on down.
Is that Newport? Okay, I think I know where that is then.
Newport.
It's like right
there's
before.
A Sharky's. There's like some
like
other
that roundabout area. Yep. It's like right around there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Grant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Grant. No.
Okay.
It's exactly where.
Never
it
been
is.
Though. But Kelly and Michael arrive, and Kelly has a moment with David where she says, "Sorry for my drunken rant," and then he's like, "All right, bye." Like, "All right, good." Like. Didn't take any. We don't really know where David stands with this. He just seemed to accept the apology and move on.
Yeah,
I think
he's
it was
a
smart
man.
Choice.
He don't give a freak.
Yeah.
I think
care.
It was a smart decision. Yeah. And also, I'm pretty sure Vicky relayed the message that they're cool. So he just wanted to stay out of it. But he had his own drama to deal with the same night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to give a damn a little later.
Yeah.
So speaking of, Vicky and Donna, different Vicky. Vicky's the sister.
Mm-hmm.
I have to correct myself in the beginning of this.
Please, that was such a good line. Don't apologize.
It was really good.
Thank you. But these two walked in not too thrilled.
No.
I mean, these two looked like they were walking into like, you might as well have a funeral dirge play. I mean, they were really upset. They did not look like a good time. Two stone-faced older women, like, I don't know, they went there for a good time. Everyone else was in their leather coats and, you know, showing out. And these two kind of come in like a cold breeze. Oh, I wouldn't want to be friends with either of them. But David's mother picks, of all people, new housewife shitster Kelly to just let her know.
Like, divulge all this information. That was so weird to me. Yeah. Just say that stuff to strangers you never met before? I don't know.
It was so odd, and it played to me, now talking about just the looks on their faces when they first walked in, it played to me like she's been holding that in. And she clearly does see this as that Shannon's kept her away from her grandchildren. And I think it was like a walking in me, like, oh my gosh, and there they are. And oh my gosh, you'll never believe this, but I don't even get to see them. Like, I don't think it was calculated. I think she genuinely couldn't help it. And of course, it wasn't the time or the place or the person. But I think that was like a grandma breakdown. And I think it was kind of legit.
Yeah. I think this is why Real Housewives is really cool and interesting, because you get to see these real moments happen. Like, even though everybody says, oh, reality TV is scripted and, you know, this, this, and that, we're seeing on Housewives real moments happen. Yeah. And I completely agree with you. Yeah. She didn't know.
Yeah, this is something we never knew about Shannon. Like, we had no idea. Shannon says that she doesn't like me. The sister and the mother-in-law do not like me because they think that I took David's attention away from the mother. So that's the dynamic. Now,
which is weird, but common.
But common, very true. I can relate to something in my own family with another family member of mine who had that scenario with her husband. And it was, you know, the mother-in-law was very much involved, and she was very upset that her son had a lot going on with his own family. So it's very relatable.
Can we talk for a minute about how they showed up at the venue? Because according to Shannon, nobody invited them, essentially. She said that they had a get together, and the girls,
Easter, a long time ago.
So like months ago, and the girls said, hey, we're having this event, which is sort of weird, because like how would you know what date it was and where it was? Like, they had it booked months in advance, and
plus were they mic'd up?
They had to sign a release to get it.
So like, I mean, maybe they live in Newport, maybe they know. I don't know. It just seemed interesting to me if nobody invited them and they just showed up.
But when you're estranged, though, and you know of anything, you go. You know, if that's your opportunity. Right. There's very few throughout the year if it's not for holidays, so.
And maybe one of the daughters is still in communication with her. You know, I believe either Shannon or David made the offhanded comment of like, well, our girls don't like what she said about their mother. But maybe there is one of them who maintains a relationship or texts Grandma every once in a while. And, you know, maybe Grandma reached out and said, hey, didn't you guys say you had a thing? Well, I'd love to come. Yeah. You know?
Yes. Well, Donna tells Kelly that, and Shannon, that she, Donna tells Kelly, oh, she hates my guts. And then Shannon said, well, she hates my guts, when it came out down the line. What else can we say? Kelly went and told her that, like, oh, you know, and then Shannon said, well, I've worked really hard to try to mend this. Like, I've done all the work. She's the problem. And we now see exactly where we are with these two ladies. They both are just at a stalemate. They don't like one another. They blame each other. David's in the middle. David's going to side with his wife. And so that's the reality that we're at.
And now they're forced to air it all on TV and at this event and with her friends and in front of the cameras. Yeah.
And these two people came in, the sister and the mother. They came in and they like dispersed their little bits of information, and then everyone else like went crazy. Yeah. And they just stood there. No one ever came to them. Shannon never came to them. No one, David never said like, hey, Mom, can you not say that to her friends? Like, it's really causing a lot of trouble. Just, like, shut your mouth, you know?
Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Nothing to his own mother. And he just was like, okay, thanks for coming. Bye. And, like,
we're going to go upstairs.
Yeah. And then
And you're not invited, by the way. You can't come up.
Can't come up. Not invited. Don't mention anything. Upstairs. Shannon loses her shit. Like, just, it was crazy.
Yes.
It was crazy that David didn't step in a little bit sooner, but he
directly to his mother.
He's kind of gaining more points with me every episode in the way that he handled this. And he, you know, he said several times like, well, you know, my mother doesn't respect my wife, and that's why I've kept a distance from her. And we know that things between him and Shannon were not great for several years, but apparently he didn't go running back to his mom and his sister. You know, so I appreciated the way that he handled it and not escalating it. It seems like he knows there's no fixing this, and he's not going to try.
That's the same vibe I got. Like, he's just like, this is exactly as it appears. It's never going to correct itself. We're not even going to bother to coexist. You go your way. We're going upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Kelly was doing a lot. I don't know. I don't know how I feel, but I feel like with her, she was kind of egging on the situation. Like, she kept repeating herself. It's, like, the most annoying thing ever for someone to just continue to, like, egg somebody on in that
That's
situation.
True. Yeah.
She was doing a lot.
Yeah.
And she, at this point, like, I would say she doesn't even really know Shannon that well. Granted, yeah. They're on the show together, but for how long?
They barely just made up.
Yeah.
Like, number one, I probably wouldn't even pass the message along, because I'd be like, I don't know, we just barely made up. I'm not
trying to cause anything. Yeah, you would think she would have taken, a break from that whole situation.
And if you did, like, you would maybe say it once.
Yeah.
Right?
She was doing a lot.
Just FYI. Getting involved.
Yeah. She said this thing. I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. Great. Done. Yeah. Right?
And I think it's hard for me to differentiate her because we've seen her in the past. So in this new situation, I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because Kelly said, well, I don't want to get involved. And we're like, well, upstairs on the deck. She's like, I don't want to get involved. We're like, well, you've already repeated everything. You've made everyone flip out. Shannon says that in March of last year, so this would be 2015, right? Yeah. She said she told the kids that Shannon is a bad mom. Well, you can't go back from that.
That's pretty heinous.
Yeah. It's one thing to, like, tell your son, like, oh, she's lousy. But to go and tell the kids that about their own mother, like, who are you?
It does kind of sound like something that, I mean, what grandma walks up to her grandkids and says, your mom is a bad mom. It sounds like maybe it was an implication, oh, she let you stay home alone? Oh, she let you stay out till 11? Well, that's not good. I mean, I would like to really know the specifics about that because
and
it
the context.
Seems like a catalyst.
Because maybe it wasn't even like your mom's a bad mom. Maybe it's like, oh, your mom is bad for treating my son whatever way it is that he's having this affair. Like, because, you know, who knows? They say that they haven't spoken in a long time, but maybe David did talk to his mom when he was having trouble. And he said, like, things really aren't good with Shannon right now, you know, whatever, you know, but I'm with this new person and it's really great or happy or whatever. So maybe the mom now is imagining that. And who knows? Maybe she had said a comment like that in front of the kids, which is still not good. But you're right, Christy. I'd be super curious to know the context of everything she said.
Yeah. Well, Tamara sits and stews over everything that she heard about how the mother said that Shannon drove him to the affair and all that. So, of course, she can't keep her mouth shut. And if she did, this night would have been fine. But once again, she couldn't. She had to stir that pot. And so, of course, this sends Shannon flipping out, running to the bathroom in tears. Actually, immediately she has to run to David to repeat what was just said.
Yeah.
In
front of everyone. Oh, yes. God. And then, what else can we say? Tamara sat and she didn't go after Shannon. Shannon took off. The cameraman had time to follow Shannon to the bathroom. But she's just sitting there. She's like, oh, I didn't think that was ever going to happen. And so her and Kelly just sit there, such great friends.
I think because, like, nobody has gone through something like that so publicly amongst the women that I felt like, even though sometimes people say that they're over things and stuff like that, I mean, she went through something really harsh. This was just last year. Mm-hmm. So when she says that she's over it, she's clearly not over it. So, I mean, I don't think she could help herself in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just want to point out that, you know, last season in Mexico between Shannon and David, when she fled to the bathroom being upset, he didn't go after her. He couldn't have really cared less. So, I mean, I guess at least this is a step in the right direction in their relationship that he went after her.
Yeah, because Shannon says that, I don't know, what is this note? Shannon says that, she's not over the affair. But I said, well, it's more than that to me as well, because she keeps saying, like, oh, she keeps saying that the mother-in-law is lying about the details or something specific along those lines. Oh, yeah, that the details are inaccurate. So, and she's also feeling that her character is being maligned on the show against her daughter. She's made to look like a bad mom. This has never come up before on the show. So I think there's a little more than just, like, the driving her husband to the affair, but that's definitely the tipping point. And we know that that's like the switch that you need to bring up for her. So no wonder why. So she begs David to defend her. He does. Again, I keep earning points with the two of us.
Right?
Yeah. And then they have a scene, the last scene in the car with the kids. And David says, you know, that, you know, my mom doesn't really respect my wife. Was that the scene or no?
Before that.
before that.
The respect thing was a different line. Yeah, mm-hmm. He said in the car that grandma is saying things that she believes but may not necessarily be true. And then Shannon had a problem with that, too.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a perfectly diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
Like, the grandma is believing something that is not necessarily mm-hmm. true. Like, that's totally yeah. fair. And mm-hmm. Shannon did not like that and was like, oh, that's offensive to me. Oh,
she's so petrified that something is going to get in the kid's head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why. She doesn't want that. Don't even repeat, you know, in front of the kids. But yeah. It's all on TV now.
Yeah, and yeah. that, listen, what David said was good. That was all the children needed to know, and they definitely did not need to continue that conversation.
No.
Yeah.
And by Shannon yeah. making a bigger deal out of it, they could have just dropped it
yeah.
after what David said. And Shannon sitting here going, well, that's offensive to me. Oh, like making a big deal about it. And then the daughters are going, well, why, Mom? Or what's really going on? Like, that piques interest yeah. more than to just right. hear Dad say, it was mm-hmm. this, but it's not true. Moving on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Done. Like, don't speak about yeah. it.
Do you ever notice, though, when Shannon gets riled up around her kids, they don't seem to react? Like, I feel like
yeah.
they just kind of, like, that one girl was just falling
yeah,
asleep on her dad's
on
lap.
Yeah, I was just like,
they must just be so used to it. I don't know.
I feel like
that's what
weird.
You can see it yeah. on their faces. They are used to it. It doesn't faze them.
I think it's yeah. going to be interesting yeah. later on, like, for them to look back at the footage. And, like, even all these, like, younger celebrities who are, like, looking back at all of, like, what their parents have talked about, I feel
yeah.
like in that situation, they don't really, they can't really comprehend so much of it. So later mm-hmm. on, it'll be interesting.
I know. And it's interesting, too, because, like, we all don't have kids on this panel. But at the same time, watching yeah. people's relationship with their kids, it's always funny to me because I think of, like, you know, growing up with my own parents or how I would be as a parent. I feel like how I would want to be. And when I see things like too much about the relationship between the mother and father getting out to the kids, that bothers me. Like, I'm all about having a really close, open relationship with your kids. I think that's important. But then when it's like, relationship stuff between the mom and dad, I like that crosses the line for me, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And we've seen in episodes past that Shannon and David are very close and open with their daughters, and that's good. I like that. But every now and then they cross the line into their mm-hmm. own relationship stuff, and I hate that the girls had to know that David had the affair and that it's all
yeah.
on TV for
yeah.
the ever in history now. And like,
it's a burden to put on kids.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it's just it's unwarranted. They really don't need it, because of course you have to. At least one of those girls has heard a comment at school because
oh,
of what's
sure.
been on the
sure.
show.
I'm
you
sure.
know, at least. Anyway, let's take a look at some news and gossip and see what's going on. Kristen, what do you have?
Well, we have two super juicy stories today, so we are just
yes.
going to get right into
yes.
them. Let's talk about this exclusive that All About the Real Housewives has. They obtained texts between Tamra and Kelly's ex-fiancé's wife. Okay, now when Kelly was going through the whole thing with her husband, was engaged
oh,
to somebody
yeah.
else, that guy also has an estranged on-and-off wife that Kelly has engaged with. This woman filed for a temporary restraining order against Kelly, and that's why we know about her. And Tamra saw some kind of post that this woman had posted on Shannon's Instagram and reached out to her. So Tamra texted Ashley after seeing Shannon's post on Instagram and said, hey, you know, I just wanted to reach out to you. Kelly, she called Kelly complete trash, crazy, horrible, disturbed. She warned this woman that Kelly's been talking about her.
Ooh.
And she says Tamra says she's never met a more evil person than Kelly. And she apologizes to this woman, to Ashley, saying, I'm so sorry for what Kelly's done to you. You know, the whole cast hates her, and is really just kind of warning this woman that
oh.
Kelly's talking about her, and really basically just trying to kind of stir up crap, I think, get at someone from Kelly's past and maybe get some more details
before
yes.
the reunion tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So All About the Real Housewives has that whole back and forth. And
so Shiz is going to go down the rest of this season
oh,
with
for
Kelly.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And speaking of Kelly, I think we all read this one on the blogs, but we've got some juicy details for you.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little incident at Pump, Lisa Vanderpump's Pump restaurant, where she was with a group of folks. They dined, and then everyone kind of dashed. Kelly was left with a check and refused to pay.
And she played the I'm on TV card.
Oh, Lord.
Because we love that one.
Yeah, that always wins, right?
Yeah.
It never makes you look an asshole.
But we all know that, especially at Pump and anywhere in West Hollywood, if you behave behave like that, your waiter's probably going to post it on social media.
Yeah. Someone's seeing it.
Don't do it.
They said she was belligerently drunk. She was loud. She caused a scene. People were looking over. And Pump at Night is a loud restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's music playing inside. There's a lot of people. It's pretty private because of like trees and lights and stuff like that. So you must really have to just be like on like
having a meltdown.
Yeah, a meltdown to make a scene like that.
For sure. And he wanted to know how she treated him. And we have some inside sources who report that waiter has actually been suspended from Pump for posting the whole scenario on social media, as we could maybe kind of suspect.
Yeah.
Are you guys hearing anything in the blogs or anything like that?
No, not anything outside of the story itself. But, I mean, it is very interesting just seeing how Kelly behaves on the show, because I want so much to like her. Like, even to this point, I still want to like her. But it's like things keep, I don't know.
I want to party with her.
Yeah.
I definitely want to party with her.
You know,
but not tell her any personal information.
Yeah. I was introduced to, not in person, but I learned of this woman way back. I mentioned this on the show before when I did Grant's Rants with Allison Dean, former co-host on this show. And the first story was that she was very drunk leaving a club, and she said that she didn't know any black guys and she wouldn't date any black guys.
Wait, who said this? Kelly?
Kelly.
She said it to like TMZ or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And she was a complete mess drunk. They said, "Where's your husband?" And she's like, "I don't know." She's like, she made some comment like, "I don't need to know where he is," or something like that. And so that was how I was introduced to her. Then we've seen her unravel with alcohol throughout the show, and now we've seen currently that she's still in a disaster mess and the whole cast hates her. So what can we say about this lady? I mean, how can you defend someone like her?
We can't defend it. We just keep watching it.
I know. Yeah. And the whole rest of the season remains to be seen.
And this might be some gossip, but I did hear that Vicky wants to not go to the reunion alone. She wants to bring her new boyfriend to the reunion with her.
Oh.
That'll be interesting.
I
don't think he's going to be there the entire
time. What's his name? Lodge?
Steve Lodge.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's running for some sort of council person position or city treasurer or something
in
like
Anaheim.
That. In Anaheim. So that he should stay away. Not a great look for him. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, let's take a moment and project real quick.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict Vicky's going to get involved in this whole thing with Shannon and the family, and it's going to get 10 times worse.
She knows stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where I'm curious to see where she finds out all this information.
Yeah,
because that's some detailed stuff.
Right. Well, maybe Shannon told her during their friendship. Possibly. I'm curious about Kelly and Michael. They're okay one episode, they're bad one episode, they're okay, they're bad, I don't know. And I guess they're still married, and we see her breakdown in next week where Tamara says, the only reason you don't want to get a divorce is because it's going to be so crazy, and she's like, I know! So we know she's not happy.
Yeah,
we need to learn more about the marriage. I want to hear a little bit more from him.
Yes,
yeah. I'm very intrigued by them, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we shall see what happens next week. But in the meantime, please leave some comments below. Give us a thumbs up, because we have to keep things positive in this day and age. And you guys can follow all of us online. Blake, where can we find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. I usually never put down my phone, so you guys can find me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, my Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Guys, my sparkly pink leopard shirt, techie or fun? Tweet me. Tell me what you think. It's at Christy Reports. I love to hear from you.
It's so fun.
I'm giving it a thumbs up. You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And on October 4th, Grants Rants Hollywood Live debuts on BidChat, BidChat. That'll do it for us from the OC. We'll be back next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.